This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3543 for Wednesday the 2nd of March 2022. Today's show is entitled, Idle Thoughts on Web Browsers. It is hosted by DNT and is about 8 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, and a call for your own on the same.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. This is DNT. A while ago, there was a podcast episode from the company I buy green coffee from, which is called Sweet Maria's. And their staff basically sent each other voice messages on something like iMessage or whatever it was. And then they basically just downloaded those voice messages and put them together into a podcast episode. And the theme they were talking about was how they each make coffee at home. I thought it made for a really interesting episode because it was just super informal and we heard lots of different voices. And since there wasn't like a single point being driven, you could really well kind of form your own thoughts about it, which I think is really cool. So I thought I might propose something similar here, and the way I thought it could be done is I could create a matrix channel, and then I'll give you the name of that matrix channel here at the end, and then anybody who wants to participate just goes on that channel and then drops in a voice message, records a voice message on their matrix client. You know, I don't know, maybe it'll be a flop because maybe the topic that I picked isn't all that interesting to a lot of people, but maybe a few people will respond. Then I'll go in and I'll pick up those voice messages, say after a couple weeks, I don't know. Then I'll put together an episode after that. The topic that I meant to talk about here is web browsers. This was something that I recorded a few weeks ago, or maybe a few months ago, when I had just stopped using a web browser that's called Qt Browser, Q-U-T-E. I stopped using that and started using Firefox. Firefox with the extension that's called Tridactyl, which gives you the Vim-inspired bindings, I should say, that you're used to if you use Qt Browser and if you're one of those Vim people that want everything to have Vim bindings. Tridactyl is pretty good. I think in a lot of ways, even though it's an extension, it is better than Qt Browser in some ways. The user experience at the end of the day is a little better, I think. But, you know, it just sucks that it's an extension and there are things there that Firefox is bound to take away. At work, I tried using Qt Browser for a bit and it would just crash sometimes. So I gave up, but I used it for a little while. And then I used that userchrome.css file to remove some of the UI elements from Firefox that are useless to me, and then that makes it a lot better. And then with the Tridactyl app, I can scroll up and down with the J and K keys, and I can do the F to show the link hints. Those are things that I like to use when browsing. To me, it can make some tasks faster at work, that's for sure. Now, about the user interface thing with Firefox, the reason it's important to remove some of those UI elements is because, you know, if you're on the big screen, sure, it's fine. Most of the time, it's fine. So I'm talking about Jira specifically. At work, I have to use Jira sometimes. Kind of a lot of times. So the way I do it is I have a query that's quite long that shows me the issues that I want to work on next in the order and that I want to work them in, right? Now, that line, that query takes up like 3 lines in the advanced search field, and you can't hide those. You can't hide that field. So then consider that wasted height plus the browser user interface, the browser Chrome, as they say. And there's not a lot of space left for the actual issue that I'm supposed to be working on, especially if I'm using just the laptop screen. And if you do work in Jira, you may know that the Jira work is the kind of work that you really want to do from the sofa. You don't want to be at your desk to do that kind of thing, right? But, you know, every once in a while, I do wish I would go back to using Qt Browser, because it's just so much more, it's the kind of browser that I would use if I had a real choice, you know? There's no doubt there. I would use Qt Browser if there were a real choice. So I think back to an episode here on Hacker Public Radio a while back, where some guy on the internet was saying that he thought we should use Firefox. And he makes a very good point, you know, like he says, because Firefox is our browser. But I would say that it's the closest thing to our browser that is still considered a standard browser. Now, this week, you look at, on Hacker News, something came out about how people at Mozilla were working together with people at Facebook on some kind of solution for how Facebook can continue with their ad-based model in some way that, you know, appeases people. Like, if Facebook is at the table, then you know the solution is going to be acceptable to them, and you know that they are not in the business of your freedom or your well-being. They're not in the business of society or the commons or any of that stuff. So it does kind of suck that Facebook, Mozilla is involved in this, but you know, I am a realist. I understand. And I applaud them for what they do, for still being at it. In much the same way, I applaud the people who make GNOME, for example. I use GNOME on one of my computers, and I don't love it, but, you know, I see that it's very good that someone out there is making that. I think it's probably a common thing that we when it comes to web browsing, we use software that we really wish we didn't have to use. I think that's true for a lot of people. So my question is it true for you? Have you switched browsers in the past that you remember? Tell us why you did, you know, and how did it work out for you? And if you have any thoughts on browsers that you want to share, then please do. So the Matrix channel I created is thoughts on browsers, matrix.org. And you can just drop in and record your voice message and leave or stay. You can listen to other people's messages. And while you're there, go ahead and join the Hacker Public Radio room as well. Sometimes there's some conversation there, and you may add to it. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in again tomorrow for a mystery episode by a mystery contributor, as yet not posted. And then on Friday, we'll hear from Archer72 on how he makes coffee. Can't miss that one. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.